This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A Thai soldier shot dead at least 20 people Saturday as he went on a rampage in a shopping mall. He is still believed to be inside the mall. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Video taken inside a car catches gunshots fired as one passenger reacts in terror. Police say the soldier had initially shot dead another soldier and a woman, apparently over a land dispute. Then the man took a gun from his military base and drove to the mall where shooting continued. Video taken outside the mall and shared on social media shows people taking cover in a parking lot as gunshots are fired. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
8 people are reported dead and dozens injured in an outburst of violence in Kazakhstan Saturday. The country's interior minister told a news conference that about 300 people were involved. Area residents said on social media that it was an ethnic dispute. The coronavirus claimed 86 lives during a one-day period ending Saturday morning, the biggest single-day increase to date. As the virus continues to take its toll in China and other parts of the world, Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
The death toll from the new coronavirus rose to 700 in mainland China on Saturday, according to authorities. The number of fatalities are poised to surpass the 774 deaths recorded globally during the SARS outbreak in the early 2000s. A 60-year-old American man also died from the infection in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, marking the first confirmed non-Chinese death of the illness, U.S. officials said. While the vast majority of cases have been in China, the virus has spread to some 24 countries abroad.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. For more on the coronavirus, including a facts box on the symptoms of the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. While the spread of the Chinese coronavirus has been rapid, Africa has yet to be hit. But there are preparations underway there to deal with it if it comes. Here's Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is of little comfort to WHO Regional Director for Africa, Machidiso Moeti. She tells VOA, watching the virus reach other continents around the world is of great concern.
We know that there is quite significant travel of people from China to Africa and back.
Moeti says her team has begun working with member states to help them get ready for the possible onset of the coronavirus. She says WHO is providing overall guidance to ministers of health on how to manage possible cases and prevent further spread of the disease.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. A suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden car Saturday night in front of a police center in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 6 police officers. Afghan officials tell VOA the attacker used a military Humvee. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack. Syrian state media says Syrian government forces captured new areas from insurgents in the northwest Saturday. This as Turkey sent more reinforcements into the war-torn country. The weeks-long government offensive has created a humanitarian crisis. The UN says 600,000 people have fled their homes in Syria's last rebel stronghold since the beginning of December. Democrats scrambled to gain an edge with voters on Saturday on the last weekend before the party's next presidential nominating contest in New Hampshire. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's the candidate to beat President Trump.
There's still a lot of folks out there who are really starting to get worried. Worried that this fight against Donald Trump might not be winnable. You know, the way I look at this, I've been winning unwinnable fights pretty much all my life.
Senator Bernie Sanders says his victory in the New Hampshire primary 4 years ago showed his ideas are not too radical for the American people.
What New Hampshire showed is our ideas are the ideas that the working families, the middle class of this country believe in.
Once the front runner, former Vice President Joe Biden is beginning to reframe himself as an underdog.
I've never paid attention to all the front runner talk from the time I entered the race. Nothing in my life, like most of you, has come easily. My childhood struggle with stuttering, my tragedies like many of you have had in my family, nothing's been easy. But I persevered and I prevailed because that's how I was raised, like you have.
Pete Buttigieg is ahead in the latest poll. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.